Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What the How? And this one being a little more on the serious side, we've been dealing with COVID for quite a while now. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about COVID and the pandemic is this notion that it continues to surprise us. It continues to do things that we're not expecting. Joining me right now is Dr. Ronald Tang. And Dr. Tang is with Northridge Hospital, Dignity Northridge Hospital. There's a cancer center there, right? You're an oncologist.
Yeah, I'm at the Levy Cancer Center. I'm a medical oncologist, and I'm the medical director there.
You know, Dr. Tang, I was having a conversation the other day with a surgeon that I know very well. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that it's crazy how many people are coming into his emergency room, and it's in Ventura County. How many people are coming into his emergency room with cancer problems? I mean, advanced cancer problems that could have been avoided with early screenings. What are early screenings? Mammograms, colonoscopies, things right. like that. And this is true, isn't it? You're seeing the same thing there at Northridge Hospital?
Absolutely. We're seeing an uptick, I would say, in 20 to 30% of patients in the ER now with advanced cancers, along as with my clinic as well, with advanced cancers that could have been diagnosed earlier at a stage one or stage two curative stage. And now they're with, unfortunately, untreatable symptoms, and they're either too advanced to be treated, or even if we can treat them, they can't be cured. It's only in a, you know, prolonging of life and controlling of symptoms type of treatment instead of a curative treatment.
Is it to say that people have been so scared of getting out in the COVID environment and having doctor's appointments that they've figured, I don't need to do that, and so I'm not going to do that?
Right, yeah. A lot of patients have been putting off their symptoms, you know, thinking that if they go out, they might catch COVID. And they've been putting off their symptoms. For example, I had a lady in the office the other day who said that she felt a lump in her breast that was about a pea size at the time in March when COVID had started. And she thought it would go away on its own. It didn't cause her any pain. And, you know, she was concerned about COVID going out into the office, getting mammograms, getting exposed to other patients or whatnot. And lo and behold, by the time she came to our ER in July, it had turned into a grapefruit size.
That's extraordinary.
Yes.
And so what do you do in that case?
I mean, in that case, obviously, I mean, she came into the ER because finally it had grown to a grapefruit size and caused her extreme discomfort. So there was no choice. You know, she needed pain medication. And at that point, then we went on to diagnose her, unfortunately, with a very highly aggressive breast cancer that was in stage three, that when she told me was a pea size, it was likely stage one. So now, instead of just getting surgery and maybe be monitored for the rest of her life, she has to get radiation, chemotherapy, you know, treatment that will have toxicity in the short term, but maybe in the long term for the rest of her life. And not only that, because now it's so advanced, it has a high chance of it coming back within the next 5 years. And if it does do that, then unfortunately she may not be cured.
Without getting into privacy issues.
Yes.
Are we talking about a younger woman here, an older woman here?
Yeah, we're talking about a middle-aged woman who actually had not had any other medical issues. So because she thought herself she was healthy, she thought that this, P-side mass was some type of, you know, she pulled something in her breast or something, you know, and that she thought it would go away at that point.
Wow. And so when you say middle age, let's be clear. We're talking 40, 50, something like that?
Yes, 40, 50.
That's important to think that you end up in that kind of a situation with somebody who's in their 40s or 50s, who most likely before COVID would have gotten a mammogram?
I agree. Yes, she likely would have gotten a mammogram, but she was so afraid about catching the pandemic and especially going to a doctor's office where she thought, or an emergency room where she thought it would be crowded with patients, that it would be in a higher risk in that area to get COVID, she decided to put it off until, unfortunately, she couldn't bear any more because of the pain that the breast mass was causing her.
You know, let's be very clear here, and let's put out a message that sort of says what you want to say, which is don't let these things go unattended. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, unfortunately, cancer is one of those diseases that does not wait for a pandemic to resolve. I mean, cancer will grow no matter what, in young, old, white, black. Cancer does not take into socioeconomics, race, or anything like that. And in terms of cancer, the best shot that we have at it is to detect it early. And if we can detect it early and get rid of it at an early stage, that is our best scenario for cure and success against this deadly disease.
I want to digress a little bit, actually. I want to talk about something else, about coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, yes, in light of cancer. Now, I want to be sure I'm right about this, because sure, I've gone through this several times over the last year, or let's say 7 months, whatever it's been. Mm-hmm. But the coronavirus is sort of, it looks like a ball with little spikes on it.
Correct.
And then when that gets into your system, that little ball with little spikes on it, which is a protein that does not do anything, it's not a mm-hmm. one-man, it doesn't subdivide.
Right.
Your human cell. When it gets to your human cell, it uses a spike into the, I think it's called the H1A receptor.
Correct.
Opens it up, goes inside. Then the cell starts to subdivide and basically metastasizes like cancer.
It's kind of like that. Exactly. In the coronavirus basically hijacks a normal cell, gets into it and uses the cell's nutrients and whatnot to divide itself. In terms of a cancer cell, the difference is that this cell, which we call a stem cell, which is the most immature form of a cell, with correct signals should, for example, turn into an organ cell, like a normal lung cell or a liver cell. But because there is some mutation within that stem cell, these stem cells, which were supposed to be, for example, liver cells or a breast cell, all of a sudden go into the breast, but they progress and proliferate at a maximum rate, which cancer cells are, and they don't know when to stop proliferating. A normal cell will basically stop proliferating when it touches other cells or sends signals where, oh, it's time to stop and whatnot. Cancer doesn't have that. It's basically an uncontrolled, the light switch is always on, and it proliferates itself until it cannot proliferate anymore. And that, in a sense, of form of cancer. That's where it forms the cancerous tumors or masses.
Now comparing it back to COVID, does COVID know when to stop? It doesn't, does it?
It doesn't either. Yeah, there's no controlling factor for both of these things. It's like a light switch that's always on. And until you give treatment to knock out the protein in COVID or knock out the mutation in cancer, that's the only way you can stop it.
It's extraordinary to think about the pandemic, the coronavirus, being like a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We know how scared we are of cancer.
Right.
And we're pretty scared, a lot of us, about COVID as well.
Right.
So we're dealing with a couple of very serious issues. And because people are not wanting to get COVID, they're getting cancer?
Well, that's a good question. Because they're not getting COVID, they are not recognizing symptoms that they would recognize in a normal sense without COVID, and they would go see their doctor. But because COVID is on their mind, they're kind of neglecting that symptom and thinking that, oh, that's not as important as me getting COVID, for example. So these red flag symptoms that we're seeing cancer, people are neglecting, for example, you know, mass in your breast, a cough that doesn't go away, back pain that doesn't go away, unintentional weight loss, blood in your stools, all those things. You know, if it was in a non-COVID era, 6-7 months ago, these patients would be running to the doctor's office and the ER, for example. But now, because of the COVID pandemic, they think that they can neglect these symptoms. These symptoms are secondary to getting COVID.
So I want to talk about one more thing, and I think it's very important that we talk about the early stages, because you mentioned in this one particular woman, a pea-sized lump.
Right.
What are some of the small things that we should be looking at that could become big things?
Right. So, you know, in terms of breast cancer, a lump, if you, any type of palpable lump, a discoloration of your breast, a inversion of your nipple or some asymmetry, you should go see the doctor immediately. In terms of colon cancer, if any time you see any blood in your stool or a dark stool, a black tarry stool, those are things that should alert you to go see your primary care doctor or gastroenterologist. Other general things, if you have unrelenting fevers, chills, or night sweats, which also can be associated with COVID, you know, those, that should be a red flag. Another thing is I've actually seen a lot of people with this that they've neglected is unintentional weight loss. So a lot of people have been at home or, you know, sheltered for a long time, and A, they either don't weigh themselves because they don't go to the doctor anymore because the only time they weigh themselves is at the doctor's office. And lo and behold, and also they don't see anybody, so nobody has been telling them that they're witnessing their friend's weight loss, for example. And by all of a sudden, 3 months later in shelter, they're like, how did I lose 20 or 30 pounds? And they didn't recognize that. So unintentional weight loss is a key early sign of cancer because the cancer cells uptake your nutrients and you're not absorbing them.
Yeah, they basically, you're feeding the cancer.
Right, exactly.
And as the nutrients are going to the cancer cells, you're losing weight.
Exactly.
That's why weight loss is an indication of a cancer, potential cancer problem.
Correct.
So what is the most important thing you want to tell people? I know that screenings are important. Everybody knows that screenings are important, but right. How do you think we should be thinking about this? How should we do it in an age where life is upside down? We right. are not functioning as we would normally function. Right. That means things are going to slip through the cracks, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know, my message to everyone out there is that although we have, you know, we're under a pandemic situation, you should not neglect other things that can harm your health. So mammograms, colonoscopies, and screenings should be done. You should be seeing your primary care provider frequently as you were seeing them before pandemic. Now, in this situation, doctor's offices, radiology suites, the ER, they are very safe because we test, you know, we test every patient that comes into the door. So you should not be afraid of getting COVID in a waiting room, for example. That doesn't happen. We also are taking measures where we're reducing wait times. We're only allowing one or two patients in the waiting room at one time. So there's a lot of changes that we have done since March to protect our patients who do not have COVID but need help in their other health issues.
But are you finding patients are not listening to that message?
Yes. Definitely. The message is there and clear. So I've been doing a lot of, if patients have still a fear of coming in, a lot of doctors, I've seen 90% of doctors have adopted telemedicine so that we can call you at your home in a face-to-face. We could do it through Zoom. We could do it through Skype, where at least I'm communicating with you and at least you can even show me, for example, if you have a rash or a mass or whatnot, and I can direct you to the quickest and most efficient way of getting that taken care of without you coming into my office. I can talk you through that over the phone. So if you're still afraid of going into a doctor's office, we can do it through the phone. I mean, and that's, we're here to help all our patients to do that.
I've done some of these telehealth conferences. Mm-hmm. I think they're very good. And I happen to like my doctors a lot, but you know, I think they're very good, and they're an opportunity to visit with your doctor and to have a conversation about your problem. And most of these are now covered by insurance.
They've absolutely. They're 100% covered now.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it possible to have some things slip through the cracks there? Because you get on a conference like you and I are talking to each other, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the patient has a pleasantry or two, and you have a pleasantry or two, and the patient says, this is bothering me or that's bothering me. Mm-hmm. But it's not exactly the same as being in your examining room, pressing at the stomach and seeing if something is is painful when you touch it, or something like that, that would be a clear indication to you that might not be a clear indication to the patient.
Yes, absolutely. Again, although a telemedicine is great, it's not a substitution for a physical examination that's done by a trained professional. I mean, there are things that I can listen to with my stethoscope or feel with my hands that I can't do through telemedicine. And though there are some red flags that I can detect through sight, fear, feel, or hearing that will alert me to for me to order more tests or direct you to another specialist that can help you diagnose something earlier rather than later. Absolutely.
I'm going to let you have the last word. What do you want to say?
I mean, from my standpoint, yes, we're living in a pandemic, but do not neglect your other health issues that can cause serious ramifications just because you're afraid of getting COVID. You know, don't use COVID as an excuse to neglect your other health issues, because a pandemic like this will cause other public health safety issues down the line. For example, increases in deaths due to cancer, increases in deaths due to cardiac issues, lung issues. We have a whole host of things that patients should be aware of. And although the pandemic is a top priority, please do not neglect the rest of your health issues, because those can creep up. And unfortunately, even though you're not infected with COVID, if you get a late stage cancer, that is going to be the danger of your life rather than COVID itself.
So we've heard from the doctor. Now let's hear from a patient. Let's hear from somebody who has been directly affected by what's going on these days. Pete Wilgorin is my boss. He's the assistant news director at Fox 11. We're friends. We've been friends since the first day we laid eyes on each other. And, you know, and this is tough, what he's going through. And we all share the feelings that he feels. We're very supportive of him. And Pete, why don't you tell your story so everybody can sort of get an understanding about how you fit into what we're talking about?
Well, 2020 has been quite a year, and this was the curveball that I didn't see coming. And that's bladder cancer. I'm a 45-year-old guy. I've got two kids in, you know, middle school and high school. And now I have bladder cancer, which usually affects older folks. The five-year survival rate is not amazing. It's in the 60% range, 65%. You know, my doctor asked me if I'd smoked my entire life, which I haven't. She asked me if I worked in a factory with chemicals, which I haven't. And then at some point said, you know what, sometimes it's just bad luck. So that, you know, that's where I am right now, Hal. The one good stroke of luck is I think early detection for me has been key, as it is for a lot of people.
And oftentimes that's what it's about. It's about early detection. I had a cancer many, many years ago, and it was early detection. And then last year, some people might remember, I had had a colon surgery, and it turned out to be benign. But you know what? If I had waited a little longer, that would not have been the case, according to the doctors. So sometimes that early catch is everything. And that's the point we're making, right? We're in a COVID pandemic. And because of that, a lot of people aren't doing the things they would normally do, like screening for mammograms, screening for any other number of things that you could screen for.
Well, here's what I can tell you from personal experience. I've been to more doctor's appointments in the last 3 months than I have probably my entire life together. I go in for my second surgery tomorrow morning. And I've felt really safe in the doctor's offices the entire time. They obviously temperature check you at the door for every appointment. They ask if you've had any symptoms of COVID. When I went for my first surgery in September, everything is bagged and brand new for you. Gowns, socks, instruments. You know, these are things that have not been used before you come in there. You're COVID tested before any procedure. So I was COVID tested in September before I went into the doctor for the surgery, and I was COVID tested again this morning before I go in for the surgery tomorrow, and came back negative, as I knew it would.
So vivid here. that if we abandon things because we're afraid of going to a doctor's office, if we abandon testing that we know we should be doing because we think we might catch this virus, that's counterintuitive to the entire idea of taking care of yourself.
It is. And look, for me, it started with 2 drops of blood in my urine back in the end of May. And, you know, that's not normal, but it wasn't too alarming for me. And I went to urgent care and I thought maybe I had some sort of infection and they put me on antibiotics, but they told me I needed to follow up with a doctor and do more tests. And that's kind of the road that it started down. And when they finally diagnosed bladder cancer, it came back as highly aggressive bladder cancer, but that they caught it extremely early, which the doctor said is unusual because the type of cancer I have spreads very fast. And so the fact that they caught it early doesn't happen that often. So it really came down to the fact that I went to the doctor to begin with. I don't like doctors, just like, no, you know, a lot of people don't like doctors. And I went for those follow-ups, and actually that our boss here, you know, urged me to continue going for the follow-ups, even though I was feeling fine, to figure out what that was. And that really was key, because I could have easily skipped that last appointment and skipped that diagnosis and felt pretty well for the last few months and not have known what was happening.
That's scary, but you know, it's great that you caught that. It's great that you acted on that, because a lot of people might say, that can't be a big deal, and move on, especially if you feel good. And the point is, that's not what you should be doing. The point is, you should check everything that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, be your own best advocate too, right? To know that this is not right, I got to check this out. And then when you do get a diagnosis, or in my case, treatment, then to go for second opinions and make sure that you are happy with the course of action.
Well, is there some sort of final thought you'd like to leave everybody with? Because I think, you know that we care a lot about you. You know that we're wishing for you to have complete success tomorrow. And you know that catching it early can make all the difference in the world. And that's exactly what you've done. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Look, it's Movember, right? Which is all about like men's health this month. And I think that there's one message for everyone. It's like, we got to be our own best advocates, take our health seriously. Don't be afraid to go to the doctor because of COVID now. It is very safe, and they're there to help you, and they can help you. And in my case, they have helped.
All right. P. Will Gorin, Fox 11 News. I don't want to call you managing editor because that's what you were, but assistant news director and a good friend. And so to all of you listening, listen to what he says. Get things checked out. It can make all the difference in the world. Thanks for joining us for this edition of What the Hal, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.